This strategy you're describing sounds exactly like what's happening in breast cancer, particularly look at the NSABP and their neoadjuvant studies, where, of course, it's a lot easier to get tissue than with lung cancer. What are you going to say to patients about this, and how much extra you think morbidity or risk will there be in getting more tissue?
So there's always a risk anytime you do a procedure on a patient. What we will tell patients is just that. In breast cancer, they have made major strides because they are able to get tissue and do validated arrays, just as you say. The problem we have in lung cancer is we have no validation of arrays because we frankly don't have that much tissue to test in these metastatic patients. And so we will tell patients that they will have an opportunity to get one of these four very promising drugs, be followed very closely, and in fact, if they progress on one of these arms, we will retest their tissue, if they allow us to, and see if they may fit into a different arm, therefore having access to both EGF, VEGF, some of the more novel drugs that are available.
And if the patient says to you, how much extra risk am I going to take? How many extra procedures, and what are the risks of those procedures?
The only risk that they incur on this is doing either some sort of core biopsy. That may be a bronchoscopy. It may be a CT-guided core biopsy. The risks that we have described as particularly our center for doing these in lesions that are pretty reasonable, greater than 1 centimeter, somewhat peripheral, the risks that we have as far as pneumothorax or lung collapse are very low, more so in the realm of 1%.
That's exciting.
We are only able to do it because we have a very large grant from the Department of Defense. This is not something that's being sponsored by any other entity. There are some company-sponsored trials that are looking to get tissue and screen patients whether they have certain EGF markers. But we are trying to take a very broad-based approach to keep everything on the table and see if we can find some other predictive markers for various classes of agents. And yes, we are very excited about it. Myself, Dr. Herbst, Lee Mao, one of our scientists, and certainly Dr. Wan Ki-hong and Fadlo Curry are all involved heavily with this project.
I want to track back to something you said before, and then we kind of got off into this thing, but did you say that you and Roy Herbst were looking at a study of chemo with Erbitux and bevacizumab?
Correct.